Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Hannah and Jet with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, New Queensland program to reduce teacher workloads in state schools. Co-funded by the Australian and Queensland governments, the program will hire 11 staff to manage health, safety and well-being in the workplace. Queensland Minister for Education, Diane Farmer, says this move will allow teachers to focus on educating while enhancing the delivery of these sectors in the school community. This comes as a part of the National Teacher Workforce Action Plan agreed upon in December 22 by education ministers. In national news, live sheep exports phased out with $5.6 million cost, leaving farmers in the dark. Currently, the government is withholding the 230-page report. Nationals leader David Littleproud questions their lack of confidence in releasing the details. The Albanese government is yet to issue a response.
In other national news, major national parks in Western Australia's Kimberley region are set to reopen this week for the first time since they were ruined in the worst ever floods last year. Ahead of the dry season, the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions has confirmed that except for Dangu Geki Gorge, the majority of national parks in West Kimberley will reopen on the 24th of April. In international news, around 2,000 people gathered in Paris to protest against racism, Islamophobia, and violence against children on Saturday after a court had allowed it to take place. Protesters marched peacefully from the multi-ethnic Barbes neighborhood to Place de la République. Amid tensions stirred by the Israel-Hamas wars, bans on protests for the past few months have been more frequent in France, which is home to a large Muslim and Jewish communities. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.